church say amen?
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. I know Sister Irma is glad to be here. Amen. Today is and Brother Reed's anniversary. 38 years.
Yeah.
Amen. 38 years. Amen. Amen. So we help you celebrate that.
Amen.
Amen. Got a question for you. What does favor mean? Ask your neighbor, what does favor mean? I didn't ask you, we didn't ask you if you had favor.
What it mean?
What it mean?
But do you know what it means? Psalms 90 and 17 says, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands. Say, establish the work.
Establish the work
of our hands.
Of our hands.
Upon us.
Upon us.
Establish.
Establish.
The work of our hands.
The work of our hands.
Amen. Amen. This morning I'm going to discuss the acronym for favor.
Okay.
All right. Acronym means that you take each letter. Amen, and put it together. First is faith. After is the second. Victorious is the third. Over is the fourth. Remain is the fifth. Amen. Thank you very kindly, ushers. Amen. You may let them in.
Amen.
Does anyone know today what the definition of faith is according to the Bible? Does anybody know? What is it? Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence not seen. Amen. Things hoped for. Things that we hope for includes finding joy and comfort. Don't let nobody tell you can lose your joy.
Amen.
You had to give it to the devil. Amen. Achieving a life milestone. Say, Pastor.
Pastor.
The next one is yours.
The next one is yours.
Work with it.
Managing
stress and anxiety. Okay. Coping with adversity. Contributing to well-being and happiness. I like that. I like when contribute to happiness. Amen. The opposite of happiness is what? Sad. Motivating positive action. Negative action makes people upset. Things not seen. Faith can become difficult when we face persecution. Just try it. Faith can seem hopeless when we're faced with hard choices. In minister's class this morning, we kind of discussed that on making hard choices. Amen. We discussed that in making hard choices. and you have to make a hard choice, somebody's going to be hurt.
Amen.
Amen. Faith can be a challenge when we face personal suffering. Every day I wake up, my back kills me. Mm-hmm. And just because it's killing me doesn't mean that I don't have faith.
Right. Right.
Amen. Deacon Jack says back and knees be hurting him, but amen, you have to have faith to keep it going. You know, faith is that lubricant that goes in between the joints.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
It's that lubricant.
Right.
Makes it so you can
work it out.
Work it out. Work that king out. Work that king out. Amen. Amen. Faith is strained when family lets you down. Oh, I know that. In minister's class, we were talking today that Noah, I'm talking about you. Now Noah said that he's not going to, Minister Jonathan's nephew.
Son.
Amen. It lets him know that when things are hard, he's going to stay with it. Amen. He says, Daddy, I don't need no money. As a matter of fact, do you need money? I said, you better keep him. You better keep him. Because I'm going to tell you something. Once they get in your pocket, you can't get them out. And you can tell them, I got a hole in my pocket. They say, let me see. The A is after victorious. Deuteronomy 20 and 4 says, for the Lord your God, he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, so give him the victory.
Right.
Amen. The victory is not ours.
Right.
The victory is the Lord's.
Yeah.
Amen. Our part is easy. All we have to do is take it on and let God handle it.
There you go.
Amen. Amen. All right. Three is outcoming results. Outcoming results. I love speaking from Psalms. Psalms 27 and 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom what? Shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and so whom shall I be afraid? Just because you up in my face with your ugly face, amen, and bad breath, amen, I'm going to tell you something. God is going to take care of you. Amen. All I can do is let God take care of it. I back out. Psalms 60 and 12 says, encourage us to put our trust in God as we fight and overcome, there we go, but overcome our victory, our enemies. We have to be willing to go to the fight, but let God handle the fight. Huh? Whoa, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. We are assured that God's help, we will be victorious over any opposition that comes our way.
Yes.
I'm just going to sit back and wait and let God.
Yes.
Just wait and let God.
That's right.
Can we say let God?
Let God
have it.
That's right.
Amen. 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 You let God have it, and now you're moving into a new home. Amen. And the thing is, Regina,
yes,
you don't mind because her moving to a new home made it better for you and your family.
Amen.
Amen. You know, let God work it out.
Yes.
Let God work it out.
He did.
Amen. Amen. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. Lady Brenda and I been working in the yard, cutting down trees and brushes, loaded up the truck, took it to the dump. Amen. You know the dump we use. After we got through cutting it down and everything, took it there. Then we went and had it filled with compost. And when we filled it with compost, boy, that compost, because it was raining. And our hands were in it. And it was warm. Almost hot. And you know it stunk. That's the way sin is. It stinks. Amen. You want to keep sin away from you. Amen. So you don't have to go back and spread it as compost. Amen. Because somebody want it. But we don't want it. For the Calvary cross is a Latin cross on three steps. Got your pens, write it down. The three steps are understood to symbolize the three cardinal virtues of faith, hope, and love. Some have gone so far as to connect each virtue with a specific step, typically identifying faith as the top. I think Sunday school lesson was talking about faith, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And the love as the bottom. When you have faith on the top, you got love on the bottom. I'm telling you, it's a bad combination. Your enemy better stay away from you. Amen, amen. The cross of Calvary is a representation of Jesus' sacrifice and unconditional love, amen, for us.
Yes.
Typifying. Oh. Sacrifice and unconditional love and a reminder. I'm so glad that he reminds me that his death and resurrection and ultimate victory came, victory of life came over the cross. They marched him up Golgotha's hill. And they hung him on an old rugged cross. They pierced him in the side. Blood and water came out. The water representing baptism. And the blood representing salvation. They put Jesus in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. 3 days later, he rose.
He rose.
He rose, amen, amen. And not Evangelist rose, not Deacon Donnell rose, but he rose.
He rose.
He rose.
He rose.
Again, with all power in his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, death.
Where is that?
Yes, where is thy sting?
Where is it?
Go find death. where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is like manure. It's sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank him today. We thank him. We thank him because he's been good to us.
Amen.
When I rose up this morning, the sun was still in. It's the S-U-N. Lady Brenda said, well, we better get up because we got a long day today. I forgot Deacon Kenny was going to be out of town. So I had to call Deacon Donnell to ask him to open up for us. Then we get here and the gates wouldn't open. All kind of obstacles the devil puts in our way. But because he rose, amen, victory was ours. Because he rose. We open the doors to the church. You may come by letter, Christian experience, or candidate for baptism.